Hello and welcome to Rave in the Grave, Graveyard Dirt's mini-sode.
Yep, this is it. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for being here?
Yeah.
Sure, okay. Typically, we talk about something that we want to bury and something that we are digging. Get it?
Rave. Yep, I get it.
Grave.
Yeah, in the grave.
Dig it.
Digging them.
Yep, yep.
Then burying them.
But this week, we're going to play a game.
All right. Can I do my dig and bury because I have a good one?
You don't
then we'll play the game. We'll play the game.
Okay.
Something I'm really digging is saltwater taffy. Something I want to bury is red vines. All right, we can play the game.
Just had to get that
out. I put a lot of work into figuring that out.
Oh my god.
Like hours.
All right, we're going to play Would You Rather.
I would rather saltwater taffy. Yes.
Red vines.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're going to start off simple. Would you rather eat a caramel apple or a candy apple?
Caramel apple. Candy apples are too crunchy.
Yeah.
And I don't like the red.
The candy apples have like that hard coating, right?
Yeah.
The caramel apples are good. And then dip it in chocolate and put sprinkles on it.
Oh. How about mini chocolate chips?
No, that's too chunky.
Get out of here.
I don't even like chocolate chips in my chocolate chip cookies.
But these are mini chocolate chips.
Too much.
Trust me.
Yeah, but people like, they're like, oh, well, they're mini, so they just add more. I don't want more.
Would you rather eat a Granny Smith caramel apple or a red apple caramel apple?
Absolutely Granny Smith. They're sour and they're crisp and they're delicious and all those other apples are trash.
I mean, they're tart, right?
No, they all taste mealy and stupid.
No, I'm saying the green one would be good because it would offset the sweetness. Relax.
Exactly.
You don't have to bring the heat. It's an apple, yo. Jeez.
Okay. Would you rather live in an apple orchard or a pumpkin patch for a week?
Apple orchard.
Why?
Pumpkins get really soft.
But and they're still attached to the vine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like pumpkin patches. I'd rather live in an orchard where there's trees and stuff. Pumpkin patch is just like living in a field.
Yeah, I guess like an apple orchard, you'd have cover, kind of. Mm-hmm. But also apples might fall on your head.
That's fine. Then I eat it. Be like Einstein, thinking about gravity and stuff.
Hmm. Would you rather get lost in a corn
also,
maze?
I would rather eat apples for a week than pumpkins for a week.
Very true.
And you're allergic to pumpkins, so I feel like that's an easy decision for you.
Yes. Would you rather get lost in a corn maze or go on a hayride?
Go on a hayride. Why would I want to get lost? Either you get to go, either you get lost and probably murdered by children in the corn, or you get to go on a sweet hayride where there's either a tractor or horses.
I don't know. The hayrides are kind of usually like, I don't know, lame. They're nice as an adult because I no longer have to sit in a bed of hay. Like they give me like hard bench seats.
Yeah.
But, like also nostalgia.
That's so much better than being lost and like dreading your life because you're not going to make it out of the corn maze without Mordecai coming up and getting your ankles.
Well, that leads us into part two of the Would You Rather.
Okay.
Horror edition.
I'm already in the horror edition. We're talking about pumpkin patches and mazes.
Would you rather get lost in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre or Blair Witch Project House?
I'm not going to either of those places.
You have to pick one. Would you rather?
Would I rather get lost?
In the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Where was that?
Andrew Patrick.
Texas. Too hot. And they're not really a fan of women's reproductive rights, so I'm going for the Witch Project House, because I'm pretty sure that's in like Connecticut.
Did you see those movies? Either one of them?
No. Oh. They're too scary.
Hey. But you know them. So then you're not going to know the next one.
Nope.
Would you rather wake up in the reverse bear trap?
Oh my God.
Or the needle pit from the Saw movies? Would you like a picture for reference?
I don't want to see any picture. Which one's going to kill me faster? Probably the bear trap.
Probably the bear trap.
Kill me now. I hate needles. They're so gross.
Just
pointy and shit.
It doesn't sound fun at all.
No. No, neither of those sound fun.
One out, another one's in.
I'm not. Or like dozens.
Yeah.
I don't even really care for pine needles that much.
Mm-mm. Or the holly tree. That one sucks.
Yeah, stupid holly tree. Yeah.
Would you rather make out with Pennywise or Michael Myers?
Is Pennywise that clown?
Yes.
So not Penny from Big Bang Theory. No. Big Bang Theory.
No.
We've been watching Flight Attendant recently.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
But back to which one would you rather make out with? Pennywise or Michael Myers?
Michael Myers.
Really?
Yeah. Captain Kirk. Let me get in that.
But he's wearing a mask.
That's better than teeth. Yeah.
I guess. And face makeup.
Yeah.
There'd be so much makeup on your face.
You'd be dead. He would eat your face.
No.
Pennywise would eat your face.
Pennywise would not eat your face. Would you rather spend a week alone in one room with Annabelle or the nun painting from the Conjuring films?
The nuns. I know neither of these things.
What?
I've refused to watch The Conjuring, and I will never watch Annabelle. So,
how did I marry you?
The nuns seem like the way to go versus that creepy doll.
Or a better question, how did you marry me?
We watched Scream. That was it. Not these weird things. We watched Scream and Harry Potter. And there's the Goblet of Fire is spooky. I hate when they go in the lake and there's those things.
The mermaid?
Yeah. Yeah. that's one of my least favorite parts. That is my least favorite part of all the Harry Potter movies.
Okay. Would you rather spend your summer at Camp Crystal Lake from Friday the 13th or the cabin from the Evil Dead?
I've actually seen Friday the 13th. Camp Crystal Lake seems pretty slick.
I was going to say, I would pick Camp Crystal Lake as well.
I think I've also seen the cabin from Evil Dead. They like go in the basement. There's like that book that they bring up. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've seen that too. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Unless Ash from Ash vs. Evil Dead is there. The dude that wears the kilt. Whatever his name is.
With the chainsaw hands?
Yeah. Yeah, he's also in Burn Notice. That guy. He's super slick. So, yes. I'm going to camp. And I'll swim in the lake.
Would you rather be haunted by the girl from The Ring or the demon from The Paranormal Activity for 1 year?
I've never seen Paranormal Activity, but I do know the girl from The Ring from Scary Movie 3, and she seems pretty cool. So, the girl. We'll chill.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the girl. Paranormal Activity I wasn't, like, in love with.
Mm.
The dad goes kind of crazy, and it's just it's too much.
Yeah, I did see Ghostbusters. And Casper.
And all
those are the ghost movies I've seen. And, I mean, Casper's cool.
Alright. Would you rather receive Annabelle from The Conjuring as a gift, or receive Chucky from Child's Play as a gift?
Chucky's the one with the clown with a knife?
He's not a clown.
What is he?
He's a doll.
The doll that looks like a clown with a knife?
He doesn't look like a clown.
He looks terrifying. I'm going to choose the nice-looking lady doll.
Adorable.
Yeah. Also, I've never seen either of those. So
really?
Just going off the looks right
when
here.
When Annabelle came out, I was young. But we were having like this big family vacation. And my parents have a lot of like, I'm not even going to call them antiques. It's just old things.
Creepy dolls.
Yes. But there are creepy dolls. And there was one that was like pretty life-size. And I'd say it didn't look like Annabelle, but it was a similar type of doll.
Close enough.
And my uncle just kept moving it around the house to scare his kids. And I remember at one point, one of them was in the shower and they had the bathroom door closed, but he set the doll up right outside the bathroom door, just like sitting in the hallway. And they like almost fell over.
I'm surprised they didn't.
Like this game. And my mom was just like, please stop. You're going to break my doll.
You're going to break my nice doll. Yeah, I choose Annabelle over Chucky.
Would you rather be the first person or the last one who turns into a zombie?
The first one or the last one?
Yes.
the first one. Problems are solved after that point.
You don't want to try to, like, fight to survive?
No, I'm done with it.
What movie was that?
I Am Legend?
Yeah.
With...
That's sad. It's got the dog.
Yeah, the dog. Yeah, see? First one. First one.
Okay. Would you rather be attacked by 20 bats or 20 tarantulas?
20 bats. That's easy.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of tarantulas.
No, me neither. No, me neither.
Or, like, I'm just imagining, like, sprickets. Giant sprickets.
20 of them.
Ooh.
Yeah. The size of tarantulas.
Stop.
With wings like bats.
I don't like the bugs.
Mm-mm.
And the life-size bugs in movies. Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, what was it? Tremors. They have some good bugs.
Mm-mm.
And,
But there is that horror or scary
not
movie.
Super Troopers. Starship Troopers?
What's the, there was that movie about the guy and, like, all the bugs are giant and he's trying to get, like, way across to see his love at some other
camp. Oh, yeah, we just watched that one. That was funny. Good. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be haunted by a ghost or be a ghost?
Be a ghost.
What are you going to do as a ghost, Andrew?
Be dead. Undead, I guess. I don't know. Probably not much. Float around. Go on ghost vacations.
Be retired.
Yeah. I wouldn't go to work. I know that. Yeah. Otherwise, I have to go to work and be haunted by a ghost. It seems like this is a no-brainer.
Okay. Would you rather be chased by Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, or Ghostface?
Ghostface. So much cooler than all of them.
But Ghostface, I feel like all the others.
Because there's a chance that Matthew Lillard is going to be Ghostface.
Oh my God.
And I love Scooby-Doo.
I feel like they have a better chance surviving from all the other ones except for Ghostface. Ghostface did kill me. I don't know. Maybe Freddy as well.
The other ones
they're
are
all
like.
Kind of slow.
Yeah, but they're slow, but it's like that ominous, like always watching, always following. Ghostface, I feel like.
Ghostface just pops out of nowhere.
Yeah, but Ghostface, you move. You move, and then you're fine. The other ones, they will find you because they're, like, supernatural. And Freddy Krueger, you can't go to sleep.
Right,
or he'll get you
one.
In your sleep. You can't run from Freddy Krueger unless you get a freaking lot of meth.
Oh, what?
Just stay up for, like, weeks straight.
Oh, my God. And then you'll just die from lack of sleep.
Yep. Yeah, you start getting those micro-sleeps like that one dude did in the middle of the drug aisle at the pharmacy. You didn't watch the movie with the guy that got the micro-sleeps. He was, like, standing in the middle of the pharmacy, like, awake, in quotes, but, like, he was actually, like, going in and out of consciousness, and Freddy Krueger showed up and marked him up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to do that. That will not be me. I'm going with Ghostface.
Would you rather only watch romantic comedies for the rest of your life?
I don't want to watch any Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds movies.
Or only watch horror movies for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God. I guess I'm watching Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds. Just slowly go insane. I could watch Parent Trap. I like Parent Trap.
That's not a rom-com.
What? It's Lindsay Lohan pretending to be two Lindsay Lohans.
Oh, my God.
And she stabs herself in the ear with a thing and puts a lemon on it. And then convinces her... Oh, shit. It's not Dennis Rodman. That's the basketball player. I don't know.
I'm terrible with names. All right. Let's palate cleanse since I might have spooked you too much with too many.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping tonight.
Would you rather?
I just made some cold brew concentrate, so I'll be up for the rest of the week before that lady from the ring gets me.
Would you rather eat only chocolates or only gummy candies for the rest of your life?
Gummies. There's so many different types of gummy candies. There's even chocolate-flavored gummy candies.
Yeah.
And chocolate, I feel like. I mean, you could have, like, dark chocolate, milk chocolate. You could have a blend. You could have white chocolate. Would that include fudge?
No.
Not yeah. Fudge?
No. I don't know.
What about chocolate-covered pretzels?
Gummy candies it is.
I don't know. Now I'm leaning towards this chocolate.
No.
Because what about ice cream? You telling me I can't have, like, chocolate chip ice cream?
It's either chocolates or only gummy candies.
Only gummy candies?
Yeah.
Peachios? Yeah.
And last but not least, would you rather share all your candy with your children or with your parents?
My children. It's just not logistical to do with my parents. I'm not gonna go somewhere and give my candy to somebody. Like, no. And if I share it with my kids, it's not really me sharing my candy with them. It's them sharing their candy with me. Yeah. Seems like a win-win.
There you go. Was that fun?
At the end, it got nice. Yeah.
Did I spook you? Spook.
There were definitely some hard decisions that I wasn't really a fan of making.
Mm.
Oh, well. I did it.
Good job.
Yeah. Not going to watch any of those movies. Ever.
He's lying.
Other than Scream. 1, 2, 3, 4. Or 5. Or 6. Which I think is just Scream again. And then there's the TV show.
Which is like unheard of. And impossible to find.
I just said it. You heard it. You heard it here, folks. There's a Scream TV show. Go watch it. I don't know where it is.
It anywhere.
Probably on some weird...
It's not. It was on MTV, and now it just like doesn't exist.
We have to find it in the $5 box at Walmart.
No. I think it's just lost.
It's lost to the times. We'll eBay it.
I didn't realize that there were 2 seasons. I'm a little bummed, because I remember watching the first season and being like... I'll watch the second season. Never saw it.
Yeah, maybe someone will send us a link.
No.
Someone send us a link.
Anyways, next week we will be talking about something witchy, obviously.
Witch.
For our longer episode. And until then.
Next week is going to be almost Friday the 13th. Yes. Is that what we're talking about?
No.
We should.
Maybe.
Or Halloween is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Samhain.
Sure. That's what they say.
Until next time. Bye.
Later, Gator.